Welcome to our first episode of the Nerds Podcast. We are here today hosting you, and I am Nuri, aka Sauce Daddy, aka Big Sauce. To my right, I have Kid Sid, Ricky. Ooh. And to my left, I have Zach, aka Shaz Nasty. Ooh, ooh. And in front of me, this handsome fella that I'm not calling sexy is DJ.
AKA D Sexy, what's up?
So we are, you know, recovering from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Good time, how you fellas feeling?
I'm good. I'm just tripping because I'm just so happy. It's been a shitty year. Now I got my boys and we chilling. It's been a long time coming, you feel me? And we're here.
That's so sweet.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I like it.
But fuck all that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's fine.
We smack.
I feel good. Chilling.
All right.
Yeah.
Same with me, man. I'm just been chilling.
What? I'm recovering still. Nah, trying to stay hydrated.
You can get me warm from drinking water.
Yeah. You know, nutritious. Keeping on my vitamins.
Are those actually, you know,
okay,
naturally and artificially flavored?
We're smacking on these gummy worms. Yeah, so.
Yo, my boy's about to turn 30. So, shout out to him.
Big 3.
Mm-hmm. Big 3-0.
30.
Dirty 30.
Ew.
Dirty.
That's what it is.
What's so dirty about 30, though?
I think they just said because it's rhyme.
It's dirty.
Nah, you about to find out.
I think that's like when you start swinging and stuff like that.
Mandatory.
Yeah.
I got to do my time now.
Oh, you turned 30?
Fuck. Like, you just, I'm sitting, the new shit open up. Yeah. I was like, are you 30? And it's like, oh, did you get into the club yet? No, like, no, what's up? It's a swingers bar.
That might be how it happened. When I was 18, was I 18? I don't know, I turned the age, and then I was just like, dang, I want to eat butt.
It be like that.
It was like a pandemic.
I was like, I would never eat a girl's butt. And then 1 year later, it's like, okay, I want to eat that booty. Bring that ass here, girl. I ain't even heard of no Kevin Gates. See, I was ahead of the fucking
train. Yo, my boy was in.
I was up on me, so I was eating nothing.
That boy progressive.
Like, them niggas out here winning. I ain't out here eating no ass.
So you ain't never ain't no ass?
No, I have.
Oh.
Okay. Slowly but surely.
I got around to eating potato salad with apples in it, you know?
But I'm saying, what they gonna normalize?
Dingleberries. Wait.
That sounds nasty.
What are the apples?
Because the potato salad is pussy.
And what is the potatoes?
Where do we go from here, though?
Because what apples in his ass.
Where are you getting these flavors?
I don't want my pussy to taste like potato salad. I don't want it. It's just, so many other things to eat out here.
I don't want my pussy to taste like
potato salad.
And that was Zachary Shabazz.
Yeah.
What's your potato salad pussy do?
my boy done dipped into some strange things.
Oh my god. Why is he keeping on his feet?
He was a sick nigga comparing pussy to potato salad.
And then ask the apples, like.
I mean, what kind of flavor would you be going for? Like a savory or like a. Like ideal.
Potato salad.
Whatever you over there eating, though.
I mean, if you could give it a flavor, I guess. Or like. Like blueberry or
what?
If you could give pussy a flavor?
Ass.
Oh. If you could give ass a flavor.
Turkey and gravy?
like the topic of if you could give pussy a pleasure, what would you give it?
Alright. Sounds simple.
Gotta ponder on this one.
I don't know. It depends, man.
See, I think pussy just tastes like fruit. Like, I think it should always have something fruity in it. Like,
I don't know. Some of these hoes be out here eating fast food, man.
I'm not talking about the hoes' diet currently. I'm saying if you could make pussy taste like something.
Okay.
What would you make it taste like?
Listen, I wouldn't be mad if it tasted like Red Lobster biscuits. That's all.
Garlicky.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's a pretty dry meal to be with something that's supposed to be wet.
Listen, I wouldn't be mad though.
It's like the opposite.
I like them.
I would say probably like watermelon or something.
Like watermelon.
Yeah.
It's a fruit, I agree.
Juicy but refreshing.
Fruit's cool.
This would be a tequila warm.
Brownie batter.
Mm. All right.
That'd be delicious.
There's levels to that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I heard that's brownie chocolate. Batter.
Yeah. Sweet, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how I like it.
Anything gotta be better than Red Lobster.
I wouldn't be mad, though. That's the thing. I wouldn't ask for it, but I wouldn't be mad. Remember, if I had to pick something, I'd probably...
Remember when your ass used to order, go to Red Lobster, and just get the biscuits, and then leave?
What?
That boy would sit down.
I had to run off on the floor.
He'll order a water with some lemon. Wait till the free biscuits. He'll eat them and then take off.
Yo, that was my shit. I'm sorry.
You had to survive.
No, we like,
I'm going to go get some free biscuits.
Something came up.
We went to lunch with these girls, whatever like that. This nigga Zach, he was like, we went to Olive Garden. Zach was like, I'm just getting bread and salad.
Oh, here we go.
I'm getting bread and salad. We sitting there for like 2 hours with these girls, laughing and drinking wine and shit like that. Zach is eating bread and salad, bro.
I'm showering.
Unlimited bread and salad. My bill come is like fucking $40. LA is like, he doesn't have a bill. He just got water.
Just bread and salad.
Just bread and salad.
Challenge accepted.
That's how you do it.
Bro, times be rough, my man.
Hell yeah.
In the beginnings. That's what's shitty about, like, that little time period, because you... Like, you're old enough to do shit, but you ain't got no money to do shit. Unless you're working, but... Your boy was
when
not...
When I have to go pick up the food.
Oh, shit.
Where?
I don't know. I'm on standby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nuri is having a festivity party. A party festivities. Tonight. If you're invited, be there or be square. The address is 123 Sesame Street.
And you can be outside.
Be outside. Social distancing.
Stay outside.
Don't even ring no bell.
And protect your bitch, because Snuffleupagus is out there.
Is that you?
In the imagination.
Snuffleupagus. Yeah, this is my last one.
What?
That's the last one.
The gummies?
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no more.
I didn't want no more.
Ain't no more.
Why'd you
announce it?
Yeah.
Yo, do y'all have a problem with little holes in a, like,
no,
bunch together? Okay. Because if you look at these gummy worms, that's...
I posted some shit on Facebook, and then this girl with the little holes... And this girl messaged me. He's like, "Now I have to block you because you know people don't like this, and I'm one of those people who don't like stuff like this. This freaks me out."
And wait, we're talking about the little hoes.
Trigger. So inconsiderate and
girl,
I'm not even giving you satisfaction.
It's like a phobia.
To see that I read this message.
Wait, can y'all like? You said it's a phobia.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of little hoes.
I never had that.
It's kind of gross to look at sometimes.
It is gross, but it's not like...
Yeah.
It's not like, ah.
Yeah. I just be looking past.
The site I be watching my anime and shit on, they be having this, like, when you have, like, different sites you could click on. And it's, like, a hand with a whole bunch of, like, holes in it because, like, bugs and shit.
Yeah, that's
I think
that's the one I posted. See what's
over.
Maggots.
That's
crazy. How you let your hand get that bad?
What? Yo, you look lighter, dog.
Thank you.
Have you been outside?
Weight wise, yes, I am lighter. Yeah, a little bit.
Excuse me.
This neighborhood is weird.
Yo,
why did they be saying you light skin?
I don't know. So, I'm like caramel.
Who's that?
No, oh, you.
Oh shit!
Who says I'm light skin?
Most people, you. Most people call him. They're like, no, he's light skin.
This nigga took a deep breath and was like.
Cause I didn't get it cause I was
why looking. Do they say you're light skin?
Cause you're lighter, you're the lightest, then it's you, then it's me. I'm darker than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are like a different complexion though. You're like a brown. He's like a reddish.
Yeah, red bone.
He was waiting to call you thick. Like sweet. A little thought. You brown skinny, but he like a red bone. I mean,
Sam, do you want to be red? My bad. You go brown.
Boy, DJ won't be a red bone.
Nah, don't try to switch it on me. Don't try to switch it on me. Nah.
You do.
Nah.
I ain't never heard light skin.
The hoes call you.
What hoes is calling me light skin? Like, you just have random conversations and
random,
like,
so
the light skin
boy. Random ones.
Like, see my light skin homeboy. He probably put it out there.
he's the one calling me light skin.
Never. So,
come to the same question to me. Why'd they call you light skin? Whole time he's the only one doing that.
Try to build a story up.
Yeah, you don't want to spread in the rumors.
You know, girl, where the road is.
Who's that?
There he is with that ram out.
Like, hello, is this DJ? Like, yes. Where the road is.
That's horrible. I got pissed. I'm gonna hold that.
Bro, I was a champion of that shit growing up.
Holding your piss?
Yeah, I got yelled at about it a lot.
Why?
I just hold my pee. Did.
Did you pee in the bed later?
Nah, I just be like, I built for it tough, baby. I just go throughout the whole day. I just wouldn't.
He waited all day. Just she's like, well, come wait to get home to lay in bed and piss.
We're talking road trips, anything. I'm like, nah, I'm good, son.
My nigga bladder is fucked up.
Yeah, for real. For real. I was like,
his bladder is gone.
Like, I didn't know. Ooh. Growing up, I was like, like a little kid, like a little fuck, little kid.
Shut up.
Let me see my bag right there. Yeah, Nuri. So, what did you learn so far in your 30 years of living?
What have I learned? I learned that life is about what you make it and the people you surround yourself with. If I wasn't friends with y'all know what I would be doing. I'd be locked the fuck up.
Yeah. Doing 10 to life.
I probably done got a body or something.
Boy, Kid Nichols, right? Yeah.
But I'd be really, really grateful for all my friendships because I feel like they built the foundation to me wanting to do better in my life. Yeah, and wanting better.
For real? So,
that's why I learned in my life. Your bonds with humans, very important.
Very, very important.
I like that. I thought she was going to talk about, like, oh, I learned how to say a buddy or some shit like that.
If you take 30 years to learn that, we got bigger issues. We got bigger issues afoot.
It'll be 30 years of saying it.
Man. If you got that, some people, then it's damn COVID, man. People had no savings, and it's like, shit trash.
That's why people always gotta be prepared.
Rainy day fund is very, very, very much needed.
Yeah.
I got like 3 rainy day funds. Man. Oh, I got over prepare. Just in case one day I get fired or some shit and I can't find no job. I need a little bit of money around.
Hell yeah. I mean, I guess work from home shit.
That's the goal.
Yeah. I was just telling Brittany about that. She was just telling me she gonna put me on.
That's all I'm looking for right now. I ain't going back.
This nigga talking about work from home jobs.
I thought we were talking about Ricky.
Who?
I don't know what's going on right now. Why
are
we whispering?
I don't know.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
TJ just started whispering and pointing at the phone. Like, I just shaking my head.
I didn't hear what he said. I was just like, oh, right. Right. Obviously.
This man shouldn't do the podcast, huh?
I'm not high. We're having technical difficulties right now.
Uncle Ricky.
Hey. Uncle Ricky's back.
Uncle Ricky.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing?
What
happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
You alright?
Oh yeah, no, that was my mom called me.
That looks stressed out.
Right?
Nah.
Look at gray hairs.
I was running up the stairs.
Mortgage got
me. I'm tired.
That nigga light headed running up the stairs. Whew. Have you been in Ricky's apartment yet?
Huh? Oh yeah.
Ricky apartment. He finds stairs.
He finds stairs.
Oh
boy! Oh my goodness!
Oh boy!
These niggas be complaining, dog. I be trying to take on them on shortcuts instead of waiting for
this man. We can wait on the elevator and end up at this man's door down there. This man wants to find us the back ways, front ways. This nigga took us down the stairs, go outside, then go up the stairs to his house. Like I was like, yo,
you gotta have exit strategies, dog.
He was like, what?
And he finds a new way every time.
There's
every
plenty
time
of lanes around that place. But shit, the more you know, right?
I have to wipe this down.
Why'd you do that?
Why you do that? Why you do that?
I was watching it. I was like, you just...
You're a badass kid,
my
bro.
The plan was to stick the
you
ashes.
You thought the gummy was going to stick.
Yeah, oh, that's what you thought. The ashes going to stick to the gummy. I didn't think about the fucking
thing. Does the gummy stick to your hand?
No.
So why did you think that
Exhibit A?
That ash just sticks to stuff here.
Did it not?
If you would have rubbed your finger on it, your finger would look like that. It's true.
Hey, if the ashes stick, you must have quit.
I can't wait till you turn 30. I want to know what you learned. Goddamn. I want to know what you've been learning since you done turned goddamn 30.
He don't wait to learn to save.
Bro, what'd you learn? You was there not too long ago.
Oh, I just recently turned 30.
I'm saying, what'd you learn?
What did I learn? Bonds and friendships.
Wow.
Nah, I learned shit. Save money on sweat. Nah, just don't take shit personal.
That's a big one coming from you. That's a big one coming from you.
Wow.
You the king of personal. Don't take shit personal. You the king of that.
It took me a long time to learn it, but I learned it. On my 30th birthday, I was like, you know what?
Long time to learn it, but I learned it.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's all about growth.
Good times.
More technical difficulties.
I want to get that recorded. This is burning my motherfucking hands, but I can't give up.
Wrap it in a leaf or something. Smoke a leaf.
I don't know why Alexis Nicole thinks that niggas is gonna keep accepting her fucking friend requests on her 19 million different pages.
Bro, I wish Shorty would fucking stop, bro.
Half my friends list is Alexis.
I'm saying,
bro. It's like, duh.
Are you tired of getting kicked off of Facebook? Goddamn, stop, man.
How many fucking pages do you need?
And then she like,
and then she be tagging all the pages,
right?
I be like, yo, first of all,
every status be like with Alexis and 50 other Alexis.
Like, I gotta renew my membership of your friendship. Like, no,
nah, that was her last one. She just friend requested me with another page. I like, I ain't even doing it.
Oh, I can't even.
Nah, because you can see the same shit on on all of them.
Yeah, because she just gonna tag you.
Keep doing that shit, like, bro. Same thing with my fucking cousin does the same shit, bro. Nigga lives in Vegas. He makes 15 fucking pages. Every time you go to jail, he make a new page. I'm like, bro.
My cousin do that same.
Remember your fucking last one, dog. And I told him too. I was like, yo, this is it, bro. This is the fourth one. This is it, bro.
Remember your last one.
You act like they confiscate your shit as soon as you go to jail. They confiscate your Facebook. Like, get your fucking password back, bro. Stop making new emails, nigga.
It's the sick thing is, like, even if they confiscated it, when you leave, they hand you what they confiscated back.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Like, here you go, nigga. You keep.
You don't have to. You don't have to make another one. You're not changing. Stop trying to get low, nigga.
Them niggas in jail probably getting jugged because they probably get out thinking you gotta buy a new Facebook every time. Somebody selling Facebook pages to them.
On the low. Man.
Dang, man. You been in too long. Yo, Facebook expired.
Yeah, yo, shit gone.
Hey, pay me
that. Give me 200. I got you.
All they do is change the name to the same.
What about my MySpace?
You don't do shit but change the password around. So what about my nigga? I don't remember my MySpace for nothing, bro.
Well, I use a fake email to get into mine, and now I can't recover my password because I'm an idiot. And I was like, why were they even letting people do this? This was like before that shit was a thing.
Boy.
MySpace days was the days. You could do anything you want to that page.
With that music.
I was friends with porn stars. I was fucking 14.
I wasn't that type of kid.
I was.
You know, had my top.
Top eight.
Yo.
Top five.
Yo, I had Havana on mine. I'm not gonna lie, I had
Havana
on mine.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, don't. Come on, man.
I had to keep up.
Susio gang for life.
Yeah.
You know how many times you had to swap that top eight because somebody wasn't satisfied?
Right.
Where they were on your top eight.
Yeah. They don't know about
who
it.
Who are you, bro?
If Facebook, boy, if they started doing that.
Their Tom ain't up here, calm down. Like, chill out.
I wish Facebook did. I wish Facebook would do that. That would start so many fucking.
But if you was player back in the day, you had to put old boy as your number one. So you have an excuse not to put no brother.
Yeah.
who is that number one on your page?
Is that meme? Placeholder.
Oh man!
I don't got no top
eight. Only my mama up there. Yeah. Only my mama up there.
That was the day. Those were the days.
Boy. Zach. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Joe Biden being president now?
It's a good time. Oh, one second.
Is it a good time? They ain't do shit yet.
No. Dang, you give this nigga some.
He can't do shit. He won't be in office till January.
That's true. What time
recording is it? Recording a podcast.
So you're pretty much saying right now, under Trump, you're having a good time. That's what you said.
We having a funky good time. Do,
that's pretty much what everybody is saying.
It's you too, brother.
We miss you too, but we're filming.
Hey.
I was about to hit you back.
You want to walk away from
me? All
right,
bye.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
So back to Joe Biden, Zachary Shabazz.
Listen, my man, I ain't got it.
Well, that was short and sweet.
Right. Yeah. This nigga be coming to us all that bullshit politics shit, and then all of a sudden he got no bullshit politics. Yeah. He ain't got nothing on me.
It was just cool when it was Trump.
Yeah, when it was Trump. It was trendy when it was Trump. Now he's just like, I ain't got that for you.
Yeah, that'd be it.
You fake, nigga. Shut up. You fake, woke, nigga.
No politics about to be aborted again. Yeah.
Listen.
Niggas be fake woke out here, dog.
Listen, like he said, I don't know yet. Because he ain't in there yet.
You was just having a good time.
He could keep his mouth closed about Trump ass, bro.
Listen. That's what I'm thinking about.
Because that man's crazy. He has all these da-da-da-da-da.
He is crazy.
All these people, the right, the left wing.
They are crazy.
Now all of a sudden, I ain't got nothing for you, brother. Listen, brother, I ain't got nothing for you, brother. I don't give a fuck about that no more.
I ain't got it, brother. It's
so cool, man. I don't give a fuck about that no more, brother. I ain't got it for you. I ain't got enough energy for that, brother.
It's over with now, so. That's how that goes. Hey. That's how Shaz Nasty
rolls. Trump was good for one thing. Right. He got niggas interested in politics.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
for a hot second.
Niggas was fact-checking, looking up laws.
Mm-hmm. Niggas arguing with the police and shit.
Now niggas can go back to not giving a fuck.
Now that we got that out the way. Back to my regular schedule bullshit.
Everybody was a politician. Because of Trump.
Especially this nigga. This nigga had all the YouTube facts.
Yeah, that nigga.
I promise.
Trevor Noah.
That got a new station on every TV.
Look, that was the only time he hopped in the group chat. This man is crazy.
I like keeping
report
up.
After report after report. Now, I ain't got nothing for you, boss.
Yeah. Like keeping up, or is it you just like keeping up with Trump?
What is it? But what can I say about Biden now? He hasn't done anything yet.
I thought you had a law.
Are you gonna continue to keep up with
Biden? Yeah, I'm gonna stay with it. But I like it. I'm gonna stay with it. It's fucking dope.
I thought you was fucking somebody, bro.
What?
I'm sorry, I thought you were somebody. Somebody.
I thought you were fucking somebody. Yeah, like,
right now? You was like
that? Am I scooting in the chair? What's going on? Like...
Who does he look like? Huh? Who does he look like?
No.
What?
Yeah, he got it wrong still.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still lost.
I thought you was fucking somebody. But
somebody. Like,
unless you were somebody.
Was somebody. Like,
oh.
Like, you used to be.
I cleared it up.
Okay.
I need two explanations in a PowerPoint. You gotta break it down with me. Sound out the syllables.
Oh, that's what I was like,
man. Would you rather be a pilot of an airplane or a man of submarine?
Submarine.
Airplane.
I don't know. I want to go submarine.
Because I've seen everything. If I look up, I can see everything. I haven't seen that shit could go down there.
Ain't nothing.
But that shit could go down up here, and you could die.
Quick, but I could land in water or something.
Yeah. Steer myself if to it's safety.
There. Yeah.
I still breathe.
Nigga, I want to see
most
one
of this planet is water, so I got a higher percentage of it being there.
Yeah. I want to see one of them giant squids, bro.
Oh, you know what? Now that you said that, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Wants to see a giant squid.
Nah, I'm good on that.
That shit crack your shit.
They'd be curious. They got a beak and shit. Nah, I don't think so. I think I'm a. I'm probably. I'm scared of heights, but I'm also scared of getting crushed underwater.
Nigga, I'm trying to see a mermaid, nigga, and a giant squid.
Dog, it's dark down there.
We don't even explore that shit. We go more into space, and niggas is homeless. Like we ain't doing.
What
that.
Are you talking about?
Nah, he's right. We're spending money on the wrong shit, dog.
Like,
if that's what you're talking about,
that's what I'm saying.
I thought he was talking about sending homeless people into space.
I got a solution to your homeless
and
problem.
And get these homeless strapped to a rocket.
Y'all
want to do some real drugs?
I'm taking out anything you never been.
You want to get high?
Get you real high.
This is Clean the Earth program. Strap all the homeless bro. To a rocket.
I'm just saying.
That's fucked up.
Niggas is homeless. Woo-wee. We should explore the sea, though. I feel like there's a lot of
this
shit.
Is how we get canceled.
Episode one.
It would be.
Pretty much said the homeless are dirty in the earth.
No, I'm saying niggas is homeless, but we're sending rockets to outer space. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
What if niggas chose to be homeless? Like, that was a choice they made. Like, they willingly wanted to be homeless.
I don't think that's
what about all of starving them? People, though?
It's programs and stuff out there, though.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, too. Why is there still... Are they just not taking advantage of it? Or, like, how's...
I think there's some regulations.
People just use, some people just use their resources with different stuff.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I try to hand somebody some food, and they tell me, fuck off.
Oh, shit.
Some people get food stamps and sell them.
Drugs only, why?
No.
Drugs only.
Is this a motherfucking sandwich? What? Oh, brah! Bitch, get out of here! Oh, brah! He probably got the sandwich in his head. Look back, Charlene, look at this. Come on, man. Come on, man. Had to say, get out of here, man. Before you get hurt. Get out of here.
Stomp on it.
Yeah, like, man, get on, man. Little nigga, too much chip. Get over here. All right. All right. Charlie.
Yeah.
What was I gonna do with that?
Fuck, man.
We could probably find some cool shit down there, though. That's all I'm saying, though.
Down where?
In the bottom of the ocean.
Oh.
We don't explore it.
Yeah, bro. I'm pretty sure it's fish that we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. There's probably a whole light-up whale or some shit down there. We don't know.
Bro, Atlantis is down there.
For real.
I really want to see if people survived or is there mermaids down there.
They live underwater. Like domes and shit. Like,
yeah.
They can handle the pressure.
That would be scary.
Ooh, what would they eat?
Their body would be...
They couldn't come up. And that's why you don't see them because they can't survive.
Oh, wow.
They wouldn't be, yeah.
Up here. Their bodies would get crushed.
Man. Up here?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be heavier down?
Yeah, but they're not. They're used to more pressure.
Yeah.
It'll
so
collapse.
More pressure. I would think they would be stronger up here.
Nah. That's not how it works.
It's like a jelly.
Maybe I'm thinking about gravity. My bad.
Yeah, like jelly legs, because like if you have bones, like our bones,
yeah,
it will.
That's why jellyfish can be down there.
But just like, you know what I'm saying, it's a little shit.
I'm thinking about if they were down there. Like I'm thinking about Dragon Ball Z. If they had like gravity rooms. They have gravity rooms in Atlantis.
But yeah,
they had 10 times more gravity down there.
No, they body structure.
I was like, well, you was like, yeah, if they come up here, I'm thinking like, yeah, they come up here, they're going to be able to fly. Like,
my fucking lungs going to collapse. Bro,
imagine Elon Musk chose to do that instead of the space.
Bro, I don't understand why they won't make a railroad, but in the ocean.
Ooh.
Under the ocean. Like, kind of like where the waves wouldn't really affect anything.
Oh, but there's whales that swim down there.
They'll knock some shit over, you think?
They're pretty.
But you got to think about it, too, because it is like oil and platforms out there. The whale don't run into them shits.
Being on that goddamn train, yeah. And then a whale runs inside, yeah, bitch, in front of you, and then that train just go off the
wheel. No, but like I just said, like, it's oil platforms in the middle of the ocean that whales gonna be smacking into every fucking chance they get.
Under the sand, man.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes. You want to, like, pull up an article or something for your ass?
Like, how often a whale smacks often, the yeah. side of the
ship? I don't think they have those.
Actually,
huh?
I would like to know.
I don't think it would make more sense to say, like, because they're talking about putting, like, kind of like a transit system under L.A. so traffic could be better.
Sounds scary.
But it would be better, yeah, because it has so many fucking earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
When my boy Kanye was running for president, he was like, why aren't we using under the earth as places for people to live?
I'm sorry.
Like, building a whole little underground cities and because shit for the homeless.
Because tectonic plates.
I can see that.
Because of the shifting.
Yeah.
But there's, I'm pretty sure there's whole canyons out there that have not been affected. Like, under earth.
Right, but you can't predict when a fucking earthquake about to crack off for yourself.
That's same like hurricanes and shit.
But you...
It's gonna be a natural disaster.
If you build the structure out of, like, a metal or something, yeah, where your cave-in won't even matter.
I mean, yeah.
Just like said, cave-in won't even matter.
It'd just be
trying to build a light cave in.
It won't, because
so it's like
section B.
The structure you're under is steel, so it can't cave in.
I don't know, man. I don't want to be under that much rubble.
It's not going to be any rubble, okay?
I don't want to be under that much rocks, earth, whatever the fuck.
You can't bend that shit, right?
Yeah, you can't bend that shit, bro. If I can't bend it, I ain't in it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. There's people who die for that shit.
What, to live underground?
Yeah, nigga. Like, where else they living?
Alright, I'll fuck with you. Yeah, do your thing.
I mean, for real, where else are we gonna...
Up.
You can't take motherfucking advice like that from rich niggas like that, man.
You said what?
You can't take advice like that from fucking rich niggas like that, bro. He's not gonna live there. That's the whole thing. He's not gonna live there. He's not gonna live there with the homeless. So, if they all die, nigga, he's like, my bad. And he go, that's it. So, you can't take... I'm not taking advice from Kanye, bro. Shoes hard. Album might be hard, nigga, but I'm not... Yeah, we should all live underground. It'll be a better place. This little, like, cave-in, like... Where Kanye at?
Like, my bad.
Kanye went out on the other side, like... Fuck out of here, man.
They gonna have finished that bad boy.
I'm not. I cannot...
Zach, man. Finish that, man.
I was out here earlier.
Face that, blood.
I was out here with TJ earlier.
Okay.
And I've been drinking beer, and it's...
Okay.
Got too much dip on my chip.
I ain't even gonna peer pressure you, dog.
Too much dip on my chip.
You good?
I forget Nat.
For real.
Isn't it funny how Nat's spelled?
What?
Nat.
What did you?
Yeah. That's funny.
I hate them silent fucking weird ass letters.
It's just to confuse the disabled like ourselves.
What? Hmm? You said confuse the disabled like ourselves.
The mentally disabled like ourselves.
God, who's ourselves?
I'm not mentally disabled.
Hey, we know who we are. Hey, what's understood ain't gotta be said. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I got it.
Well, we know one of them.
I got it.
The nigga saying we.
Yeah. The main disabled. The boss.
Hey, it is what it is.
Boss battle.
Nigga talk about all his different personalities. We know who we are.
Us in here.
We are one. We are Ricky.
We are Legion.
not we are Legion. That's my movie. Shout out to the homies though.
Oh man.
When a disabled unite, we form.
You know what would be a good idea for a show?
Yeah.
Yeah, the legs is two wheelchairs. That's the
I'm saying, what if they did have a show? It's like Bang Babies, but it's like the homeless got affected. And no, like, because everybody else was inside.
Inside their homes.
That's problematic.
Nobody had to stop you. Stop yourself.
But he said it.
I found an ass up.
I wish they could have saw your face. Oh my god, bro.
This nigga stopped himself dead, such as like.
It's like the Bang Babies, but the hell is out. It only affect the homeless.
I want the same
but
dude.
But the people, where went on? Oh. I was like, oh man. He was about to go
was
off.
In the house. The same dude did the Danny Phantom intro. I want him on the intro for it.
He's a phantom.
For what?
They get superpowers. The homeless. It's like...
What they gonna do with their power?
Well, it depends on what they get.
A nigga get a nigga. Hey,
if I'm homeless and I get a superpower, I'm looking for a home, bitch. We can do this the easy way. Or we can do this the hard way. Yeah.
They'd be like, look, I don't know how to control none of this shit. Right. Or you might get super homeless powers. Like, you might get suggested.
You even more homeless.
Yeah. you get, like, suggested. Like, you get super suggested begging and shit like that.
Oh, no.
How's it start sliding away from you?
No.
What?
Oh, no.
You walk up to a nigga like that, bro.
Living at home.
That's torture.
You walk up to a nigga like, I want to give you five, but I'm going to give you two, my nigga.
He can use telekinesis to control houses. We can't never bring him to him.
Oh, damn.
He just throws him at people.
Well, it's fucked up. The whole time he's telekinetic, but he thinks houses are fucking running away.
He don't know. Oh, man.
Then you get the power to transform into a basket or some shit like that. Or a cat.
No.
I would hate that trash power.
They can get the power to turn into a ball of newspaper.
Oh, God. I'm not.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's more trash. I'm like, let's throw it away in the bank. And there's a homeless man balled up to the bank clothes.
He's throwing it away in the bank.
Yeah, he get up and fall up out the trash.
He just knew somebody was going to throw him away in the bank.
Even
my plan finally worked.
Even in case the place for Buzz. He know the nigga's environmentalist, so he's going to pick up the trash anyway.
It's a nigga like Gambit. He got a cup. Like anytime he get hold of some change, he can sling it like Gambit and put powers on it like his change cup. Oh my god.
We fucked up, man.
Yo, what would
Can I be honest right now, though? If I was homeless, I would eat stray animals.
Are you saying people's pets right now?
No, like stray animals.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were going to have to take me. They're going to need, like, this nigga need help.
You just going to cook up a cat? Like,
yeah.
You going to collect the collars and shit?
Yeah, on my wrist. Like,
I can see that.
Like, did you take Snuffles? I'm like, which one was that?
Mine was, I think. Yeah.
Hey, what would you guys do if I got attacked by a mountain lion right now?
But I'm gone.
I'm gonna
get my gun.
Fuck, I don't know, bro.
It's gonna be too late.
I think I probably just bomb my nigga or something. Like that.
Just get my neck.
At least I won't let him eat you. Like,
no.
Thanks, guys.
Might not be here.
I don't know.
I'm gonna be dead, but not fucking mauled.
You gonna be
handicapped like a motherfucker.
Ain't gonna get none of that Ricky meat.
Thanks.
Ain't gonna get none of that. Nah, I'm our watch.
After you get back with the gun.
Ricky dragged away somewhere. Up a tree.
You just gonna follow the trail of blood, man.
You gonna hunt your homie down?
Yeah. Bring his meat back.
Yeah.
Bring it to your mom. Yeah. In the folded flag.
You could have brought his whole body back.
Just cause he's still alive.
This is for your mom.
Wait, no. Ricky laying down like, thank God you found me. Like, why are you taking my pants off?
I got it.
He didn't make it. He wanted you to add.
He wanted you to have this.
Last thing he told me was, take my meat. Take my
But I'm on the phone with him right now. He's called the police.
He got a bunch of collars. He got a bunch of collars on his arm. He's crazy. It's just me. Stray animal fur on his fucking cape.
Stray animal pelts all over me.
Yeah. Oh man, that's it.
Man. This is me. He wanted you to have.
Oh, yeah. I ended up for Nerdy doing it.
You just fit the story.
Right. You fit the description.
It's a wild man.
Oh, God.
Wow, man out there eating domesticated animals and cutting dicks off.
His pet mountain lion.
Cats are cutting dicks.
Mountain lion snatching dicks. Slapping dicks off.
Hunting his friends down.
Bobcat slapping nigga meat. Bobcat slapping nigga meat off.
With the power to move houses.
Oh, no, fuck that. Don't try to backtrack this whole episode on me. Just try to backtrack the whole episode on me, man. Superpower, turn the newspaper.
No wonder why he's such a fucking weirdo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens if DJ becomes homeless. For 5 cents a day. You can stop this whole entire event.
I'll take it over the world.
Save Ricky's meat.
Please, bring your dogs inside. Your cats.
You just gotta think, if you just pick up a dog off the street, though, for real. That's a quick couple sandwiches.
I mean,
who thinks like that?
People in the Navy. Hey.
I'm saying it's so many animals out here that don't have a home.
Would you eat bugs?
Yes. If I eat a dog, why would I not like ugh, a snail?
I would eat
something different than people like.
I'll eat a dog before I eat a grub. Them shits are gross.
Bro, if my life is in danger and all my credit cards are maxed out.
Just imagine that bug gushing in your mouth though.
Like, so?
Oh man. You could like put some hot sauce on that bitch. Or a cat, like you can cook up the meat and it's gonna be like a familiar texture.
And swarm, or you like could
eating a bug with that cracking open that exoskeleton and nothing but guts come out in your mouth.
I guess like a chip and a gusher at the same time.
Mm-mm. That's pretty accurate.
Right. Mm. Chip and a gusher. Real quick. Put in a mega dope. No homo.
But what bug would you, what would be your, like, this is my shit.
My bug of choice, probably, if I fry them up or are they alive.
You could do it. I mean, you gotta go. We'll do it in alive, and then you can wild out and like make a main course for real.
Okay, alive. I would like to say probably caterpillars or.
It's a lot of guts.
What's that one with all the legs?
Centipede, millipede.
Yeah, centipede.
You wanna get one of them thing?
Yeah. I got a crazy.
You choose to do that?
But if I could fry them up or cook them or something like that, I'd do like a Madagascar roach or something.
Man, this man wants to eat roaches.
But this is only if I'm. It's only if like my dick is in the dirt, like I don't have nothing else. Like,
if it was me, I eat crickets, man. Because I feel like they already got a lot of experience cooking crickets and shit now.
But it's raw?
Well, nigga, you gonna catch a whole bunch of crickets and go to somebody else like, hey, I heard you was experienced.
Yeah. Don't they do that shit in, like, Mexico?
They got cool ranch. Yeah, it's a
thing. They got flavors and shit, nigga. Like,
okay. I'm gonna get full of
but
my
raw?
Shit,
you eating that raw?
But you, what you eating raw, though?
Dang, I probably would eat a grub raw because of Timon and Pumbaa.
No. I know they what you're talking about.
They made that shit look good.
That was like a worm. Too fat, bro.
That's slimy yet satisfying?
Mm. Hey, Ricky.
Alive?
Alive.
A worm.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe this. I don't think you believe that.
You don't think so? Yeah, I'm psyching myself up.
Once you put it in your mouth and that joint start gripping on you.
Yeah, bro.
Have you felt the like, worm? They grip on you.
When you're going fishing and it scrunches up and it shrinks. Yeah.
What?
It was one wrestler that he said.
I don't think you think the grub either.
No, bro. It was
tongue wrestling.
Slithered around the tongue.
Tie your tongue into a knot.
It was one wrestler. He used to have those big ass worms. He used to put them in his mouth.
What?
Yeah, bro. The biggest fucking worm.
Eats a grub.
Was this in Mexico?
No, it's on TV. It's WWE.
I don't know who that is.
It's a black dude.
Yeah, to do some wild shit.
You get on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a stomach full of worms. I would have been sick to my stomach. Bro, I couldn't wrestle none of them niggas.
Hell no.
I throw up on everybody in that motherfucker.
For real. That's how I win.
I want to say... Wait, would you go for raw? Worms? You believe it? If you're going with it, you believe it. Whatever.
Probably fried worms. Well, actually, that's not much, though.
Maybe you get, like, boiled worms, make some spaghetti or something like that.
No, I just feel like they're nutritious.
They eat dirt and doo doo.
The fish like them.
This nigga said, I feel like they're nutritious. They eat dirt and doo doo.
You won't be feeling a little so bad.
Hey, it's fine. I eat ass. I don't care. It's
oh, man. He tried to justify it.
I think grubs be like shrimp.
Shrimp are the roaches of the sea.
I'm looking at this dude cook some right now.
Shrimps are the roaches of the sea?
I think that's what they be saying. Right.
Well, them bitches are protein.
I'm saying put some Old Bay on that thing. I couldn't eat a roach, so I don't think.
But think about it. If you was a roach, like, what would you be doing other than just crawling around?
I draw the line at eating rats.
I can eat a rat.
Them shit scare me. I don't give a fuck how that bitch was raised. I don't give a fuck how that bitch was raised.
If it just been in New York City.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's different. That's different.
Like a street rat, hell.
I'm talking about the woods, like Survivor.
Okay. I'm kind of skeptical eating cats. The cat AIDS.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that.
I've been waiting for them to break out with dog AIDS.
That's so the new hotness. Them niggas?
No, so you know. What if your dog get dog ass? You gotta give him all them pills.
Damn, that's crazy.
Went and got dog AIDS.
Fuck, we gonna get old and have to take pills every day.
Ooh.
I ain't doing it.
Nah, I'm gonna be like eating good and shit by then, I think.
You eat good now.
You believe that?
I feel like I believe it. I don't know if I do, but I feel like I do.
That's good. As long as you believe it.
It's like a lot of grub worm videos on here preparing to eat.
My bad, dude.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, I think they got like the most protein or something.
Can't get everybody's feet.
They got like the most protein or something.
I don't know what I would pick. I want to say, aren't spiders technically? I mean, not spiders. Aren't.
Could y'all eat
grasshoppers?
Could y'all eat a tarantula?
Scorpions.
I don't think I
could
eat these spiders.
What was the hair
bird off? Is it meat though? Is that meat? Like when you.
They usually just eat the legs.
But people fry them, I've seen it.
Yeah, they usually just eat the legs. They don't eat that at home.
So what's
in there? I don't know what's in there.
I would think spider web.
Okay, Google.
We ain't talking about shit on
what's in
us. We just rambling.
It's freestyle.
That's how it be.
You don't know my verse. I don't know your verse.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Google. What's in a spider's hump?
What would say what?
Hey, babe.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. So I went to that big-ass liquor store we passed. First of all, that shit is fucking huge.
Yeah. For sure.
Second of all, I am... Like, I'm 8 minutes
away, and
I need help. I have
hella
shit.
Okay.
Alright, I'll be there in a minute.
Alright.
Okay, bye.
Well, we about to get laid tonight and eat food.
Oh, shit.
We
supposed to go hit the food.
Chill and play video games and
liquor.
Play drinking games.
She got it out last night.
We were in the bowling alley. I don't think I met.
What did we drink then?
Yeah, I thought we did.
We drank kind of apple.
It's in the freezer.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we did.
Damn.
Boy.
Last night was
crazy.
Ladies
and gentlemen, that's the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Stand by and stand
fast.